this hog pasture I'm talking about, I don't remember how, just exactly how much. They must have been, 25, maybe 20, 25, maybe 30 acres in it. It was fenced hog tight.
Hmm.
Yeah. We called it a hog pasture.
How about the area around the barn where the stock was kept? What was that called?
Well, I can't recall any particular name we had for it. I don't know. I understand just exactly what you're referring to.
Well, some places it's called a barnyard, some places a barn.
Oh, yes. Well, that's right. Well, I say, yes. Well, that's right. Well, we had a fence around this barn, and that was the barnyard, yes. And or the horse corral, and then we had a place for our cows, and that was the milk pen. Yes, that's right.
And you mentioned fences. What kind of fences were these?
Well, when I was a youngster, nearly everything was rails, made out of rails. Yes, mm-hmm. That's right. My father made them, right in the timber, cut a big tree and split these rails out. Yes, sir. Then later on, when we got ready to make this, I believe, in the first place, I think this pasture where we run those hogs, I think that was enclosed in a rail fence. It runs in my mind that it was, but I know later on, then when Father got where he could buy this hogware, well, he bought hogware, and it was maybe 25 or 26 inch hogware, and put that around, and we put postage, and stretched that around. Done away with the old rails. Well, however, we didn't do away with them. They went to the wood pile. They was all worked up into wood and made fine wood. Wonderful. Never throwed nothing like that away.
Those were good hardwood rails, weren't they?
Oh, you betcha. That's right.
You make that stove hum.
You bet it'd make it hum. You can bet your boots it would. Yeah. And made wonderful cook stove wood, cut those old rails up. Just links, easy to split, wonderful. Wonderful wood for that big cook stove, along with the cobs and the chips. Yep.
What did you use for posts for your wire?
Post? Well, I think mostly post oak.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a... Well, we called them post oaks. Now we had blackjacks and we had post oaks, but we made our post out of post oak. And then Father would they would make them, and then they would rick them up and let them season, sharpen them and let them season. Wouldn't mean they used to take a green post and take it out and drive it in the ground. Or just last 1 year it rot off.
Hmm. But you after have to get the moisture out first, huh?
After it was seasoned, man, it gets so that it gets so darn hard you could hardly drive a steeple in it. Boy, they'd last. Bet your boot. Yes, sir. They would last.
How did you put them in the ground? Dig a hole, or?
No, we had a bar, and we'd make a hole with this bar, and then it was sharpened. Sharpened while it was green. That's the time to sharpen this post, It was easy to sharpen it. And then rick them up and let them get seasoned, and then take them out and get our line strung out there where we want to build a fence, and just go along with a big old bar and a crowbar. We call them crowbars. Make a hole and then just set it in there, and then get on it with about a 16-pound post maul. And boy, I mean, if you didn't have no, of course we did have some places where we'd have trouble with rock. But you get down in this bottom now we're talking about, well, you wasn't no danger there of hitting any rocks.